Welcome back to another episode of A Saintly Moment, brought to you by the Transforming Lives Together podcast. I'm Deacon Kibbe, and this week we are remembering John and Charles Wesley. As our custom, we will hear a short bio from the Lesser Feasts and Fast book about the Wesleys, and we'll read one of the scripture readings appointed for the day. Before we continue, I want to thank you for listening to this podcast and invite you to leave a 5-star rating and review. Your positive feedback helps us reach more people with the content you're enjoying right now. So please take a moment and respond. We really appreciate your support. So here is the bio from the Lesser Feasts and Fasts about John and Charles Wesley. John was the 15th and Charles the 18th child of Samuel Wesley, rector of Epworth, Lincolnshire. John was born June 17, 1703, and Charles December 18, 1707. The lives and fortunes of the brothers were closely intertwined. As founders and leaders of the Methodist or Evangelical Revival in 18th century England, their continuing influence redounds throughout the world and is felt in many churches. Although their theological writings and sermons are still widely appreciated, it is through their hymns, especially those of Charles, who wrote over 6,000 of them, that their religious experience and their Christian faith and life continue to affect the hearts of many. Both brothers were profoundly attached to the doctrine and worship of the Church of England, and no amount of abuse and opposition to their cause and methods ever shook their confidence in and love of it. Both Wesleys were educated at Christ Church, Oxford. It was there that they gathered a few friends to join in strict adherence to the worship and discipline of the prayer book, and were thus given the name Methodists. John was ordained in 1728 and Charles in 1735. The two brothers went together to Georgia in 1735, John as a missionary of the Society for the Propagation of the Gospel, and Charles as secretary to James Oglethorpe, the governor. Shortly after their return to England, they both experienced an inner conversion. Charles on May 21, 1738, and John on May 24th at a meeting in Aldersgate Street with a group of Moravians during a reading of Luther's preface to the Epistle to the Romans. John recorded, "I felt my heart strangely warmed. I felt I did trust in Christ, Christ alone for salvation, and an assurance was given me that he had taken away my sins, even mine, and saved me from the law of sin and death. So the revival was born." The later schism of the Methodists from the Church of England occurred after the death of the two brothers, Charles on March 29, 1788, and John on March 2, 1791. But John's uncanonical ordinations of elders for America, bitterly opposed by Charles, doubtless set the basis for it. Here is the scripture reading for today, and it is coming from Isaiah chapter 49, verses 5 through 6. And now the Lord says, "Who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, so that Israel is gathered to him. For I shall be glorious in the eyes of the Lord, and my God shall be my strength. Indeed, he says, it is too small a thing that you should be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and to restore the preserved ones of Israel. I will also give you as a light to the Gentiles, that you should be my salvation to the ends of the earth." Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my dear Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of his grace. These words from one of Charles Wesley's most beloved hymns reveals the Wesley brothers' heart for evangelism. To see fulfilled in their day the words of the Apostle Paul in his letter to the Philippians, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. God's desire is for his house to be full, that everyone would believe in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is why Jesus was also the light to the Gentiles, and why the apostles and missionaries like John and Charles Wesley carried this light wherever they went. We too are light bearers. Jesus tells us this during his Sermon on the Mount when he says, "You are the light of the world." We shouldn't hide the light we bear. We need to let it shine at home, at work, at church, wherever we are. God desires his house to be full. So let's shine the light of Christ in the world together so that everyone will see the way to the wedding feast. Let's pray. Lord God, you inspired your servants John and Charles Wesley with burning zeal for the sanctification of souls and endowed them with eloquence in speech and song. Kindle in your church, we entreat you, such fervor that those whose faith has cooled may be warmed, and those who have not known Christ may turn to him and be saved, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Thank you for listening to A Saintly Moment, brought to you by the Transforming Lives Together podcast, which is a ministry of St. Bartholomew's Anglican Church in Tonawanda, New York. We hope to have you back again as we remember the lives of the saints. Until then, may the peace of Christ rule in your hearts by faith, to the glory of God the Father.